Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Welcome back to Game On with Marie, Donica and Ruby. So we had a big moment in our short Game On history earlier today when avid gymnastics fan Donica O'Callaghan came face to face with a real life world class gymnast. Rhys McLennigan was in studio with us and Donica started by asking him what it felt like to win bronze at the World Championships.
It was pretty incredible. I was even the first Irish gymnast to make the world final. So to be able to come out with a medal around my neck and have, you know, a physical thing to show for it. It's very proud. It makes me feel very proud and privileged to be in the place I am right now.
But that moment where you know that no Irish man has done what you've done before, what's that mean to you?
It's crazy. The word hasn't been done ever before. The word ever makes a difference to me.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not like last done in 19 whatever. It's the first ever, like that's crazy to me.
My kids do gymnastics and you just know there's a competitive wave of young athletes coming through. So for you to be the benchmark for them to look up to and aspire to be, what's that been like?
It's crazy. I really hope that I am some sort of role model to these kids and I hope that they beat my achievements by a mile. I hope that there's a team of them going to come through and compete at the Olympic Games one day. And I feel like this is just a very good starting point for gymnastics in Ireland. There's so much more to come.
So when you were 5, 6, 7 years of age in Newton Ards, what exactly inspired you to be a gymnast? I mean, you could turn on the television. Gymnastics wasn't exactly on every day of the week.
There was
no role model as such in these aisles. So what drove you into that?
It was the enjoyment of the sport. I was always a very active kid when I was younger. My mum and dad brought me to the local leisure centre and there was a very low-level gymnastics club running at the time, just in one of the sports halls. I loved walking into that gym every day. I loved the fact that I could just unleash all my energy and try beat the other kids. I'm very competitive, so I saw that as a channel for me to have my competitiveness put to work, essentially. But the thing that has kept me going through the years is just the enjoyment of the sport and the constant learning curves that I've learned throughout the years.
So you're a complete thrill seeker.
Yeah, I think so. I think any gymnast at a high level has to be. There's a lot of gymnasts actually go to, you know, Cirque du Soleil and that's how they seek their thrills past their gymnastics careers.
There wasn't clear pathways though, because it's a sport that at the elite level anyway was kind of in its infancy in Ireland. I know your coach Luke obviously blazed that trail before you, but when you were growing up, like, where did you want to go? What did you see yourself becoming?
I mean, I see myself essentially becoming, going to the Olympic Games. It's always just a childhood dream of mine to go to the Olympic Games. But that's not necessarily what every gymnast needs to see. You don't need to have an Olympic dream to do gymnastics. You can do it for the pure enjoyment of the sport. Even if I finished gymnastics right now, I would still look back and see them as the best years of my life because I enjoyed every second of it. And This is what's great about medals like this is that it can bring the public attention to gymnastics and hopefully bring young kids and even adults into the sport.
I love that. Of course you're top end at your game, but just the enjoyment, the love you have for it, just trying to embody that into every athlete that takes part in their sport. But you're someone that flies the flag for it, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I'm making everybody proud when I go out there and represent the country and just representing, you know, Gymnastics Ireland that are making big changes in the sport. And it's just, right now is just such an exciting time and I'm so proud to be a part of this movement that we're creating.
So when you got bronze at the 2016 British Athletics Gymnastics Championships behind Louis Smith and Max Whitelock, did that inspire you to think, you know what, there's bigger medals in this for me?
Yeah, it was interesting you mentioned that actually, because that felt like that was the first time I thought I was capable of going to the World Championships and winning medals, not just participating in the Olympic Games, going there to win medals. And that year was a year where I kind of broke down a barrier for myself, where it wasn't just about participating. But then again, it doesn't need to be like that for everybody. I'm in an incredibly good place right now. I'm European champion, Commonwealth Games champion, World Championship medalist. This is unheard of for an Irish gymnast to do this, and I'm just happy I'm breaking down these doors.
At the same time, Rhys, you've had to overcome some barriers, and one of them is when Luke ended up having to leave the gym that you were training in just a few weeks before. You had to go to a major competition, and I remember that video of you on the pommel horse in your back garden coaching or training. I imagine this has all made you stronger, though.
It has, yeah, of course. It's made me very very grateful for the facilities that I'm training in now in Dublin. I'm training on the Sport Ireland campus. I'm going to the Institute every single day. That's been a huge help, especially in my recovery from surgery I had last November. Now, the situation with me and getting essentially chucked out of my club, it was a very unfortunate one, but it turned out for the better. Now I'm situated in Dublin. Gymnastics Ireland set me up with a house. I'm at this world-class facility in Dublin, and it's incredible. It's essentially a perfect situation for me.
You sound grateful for it.
I am. I'm very grateful.
But me sitting on this side of the microphone thinks that that's all that good athletes are entitled to. Like, we're going to want people to go to the Olympics and to compete. Like, I think you're entitled to that, and that's the least you should be getting. I think you should be getting more.
I am just sitting here grateful. I know that even Luke, when he was in his career, had nothing like this before. So the fact that I'm seeing gymnastics move in the right way, where we are getting these world-class facilities, the younger generations even allowed to use the facilities, and it'll only produce better gymnasts. So the fact that I'm seeing this firsthand and seeing Gymnastics Ireland and Sport Ireland making these changes, it's such a positive thing.
And do you think you now have the facilities and the infrastructure to compete internationally with what Max Whitelock might have or what other athletes have at their disposal? Do you think you're now competing on a level playing field from preparation?
I think so. I really do think so. I would even go as far as saying the facilities we've got in Dublin are better than the ones in Great Britain and other countries. I know for a fact that these facilities that I'm training in are world class. Even when I was at World Championships, people have heard about this gym. They've been asking, can we come? Can we visit? Can I train with you? And that's a very good thing in the gymnastics world, that everybody's attention's on Ireland. Ireland's such a small island, and it's exciting.
The ring leader in gymnastics.
Rhys, you're an incredibly positive person, but when you go through adversity like that, like what would happen with Luke, your coach, your shoulder operations, you know, what's your mindset in those moments? You know, just from being around you, you always seem to look to get better and improve.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I'm sitting here with a bronze medal, and I'm incredibly proud of that, but I want that gold medal. I want to keep chasing the best. I want to keep going. And when tough situations like the shoulder surgery or with the issues with the club, I do try and see the positives. I see that I'm out of a situation with that club. I'm in Dublin now. It's a better situation. With the surgery, we had so much time to relearn my circle shape and get the execution better. So you can always take positives out of a negative situation and not dwell on the negatives.
When you start back from shoulder surgery, I know I've had both of mine done. You've so little power. You've so little use of it. Like, gravity even feels heavy.
Yeah.
Like, to get back to do what you're doing with your shoulders, like, that's an incredible amount of work. I mean, how many physios do you have?
I worked very closely with two physios in the Institute. I worked closely with the doctors in the Institute. I even see a psychologist in the Institute. So the fact that all of them things are coming from the Institute is a very positive thing for me to see in Irish sport. And it wasn't just me that done the work, it was everybody around me, the support team. And it's a very nice thing to hear that that an athlete is getting that amount of support, because I don't think I would have been able to do it without them.
Could you give us a quick insight? You've spoke about the Institute there, but could you give us a quick insight into a typical day for you? How does your day look?
So now my day would look like... I would go into the institute in the morning. I still have some what we call prehab exercises, which it's injury prevention stuff that I can use the institute gym for. So I would go in, do like a morning session, maybe get physio treatment at the institute. And then we would go across the road later in the afternoon and do a 4 to 6 hour session in the gymnastics gym.
6 hours.
Yep, that's right.
It's a real day's work, Donica.
Wow.
Your rugby players are part-timers.
But are you on the horse for all of that, or do you break it up? I know you want to compete in across all gymnastic events.
No, so the 6 hour sessions would come with the 6 apparatus. So we would maybe do some conditioning exercises at the start, do stretching, make sure our flexibility is on point, and then we would get stuck into the different apparatus.
Yeah, wow.
I think after your last, after the World Championships and the coming out of it, you were talking about having to increase your difficulty level in the routine. Tell us what that means for like novices here learning about gymnastics.
Yeah, so in gymnastics, the scoring is based on the execution, which is the judges trying to deduct points off your routine. And then there's the difficulty value where the judges take each skill, and each skill has a rating of difficulty. So the more difficult skills will get you more points. And then them two scores put together make your overall score. So, you know, when I'm talking about raising the difficulty level, it's putting in new risky skills, but you need to make sure that them skills aren't losing more than they're worth, of course. So that's a big thing with the pommel horse. It's like a jigsaw puzzle you're putting together, seeing what works best for you.
Just on the judges there, like obviously in athletics it's against the clock, in GAA it's a scoreboard. This is down to somebody's view of your performance. Does that ever get to you that it's so subjective by judges?
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty subjective sport, but I see the judges as just big gymnastics fans, essentially, and I want to give the fans what they want.
Just finally, your mom tweeted after you qualified for the Olympics and she was so proud of you and so happy. How does that make you feel?
It was huge. When I officially found out I was going to the Olympics, I called her straight away and I cried like a baby. Cried like a baby, because that is just such a big thing for an athlete to find out you're going to the Olympic Games.
Pride will always make you cry.
Yeah,
no matter how old you get.
It was a strange feeling, but it's incredible saying it now. It even seems weird, but no, it was so good to hear my mum's voice, and the amount of work that even my parents have put into my career is so special for it to pay off like that.
And just for all the young gymnastics fans out there, to all them that take part, and what message would you have to them? You know, what learning can they take away? Something that you would say that would help inspire them to keep at it?
I would say the main thing for me anyway was the fact that I always enjoyed my sport. I always enjoyed going into the gym every day, even when it was challenging and very difficult. After it, I felt accomplished. I've learned so much about life just from gymnastics, about discipline, respect, just everything that I've... Most things I've learned in life have just come from that sport. And I think the main thing for the young kids, and even adults, is that they just enjoy what they're doing. And I've always enjoyed gymnastics.
So that was Reese McClenaghan there. We'll be back shortly with DJ Carey.
Game on
2FM. Weekdays from 6.